Stay there. 7, 8, 9, 10 years? How dare you? I'm 30. I'm starting to run on myself and my father way too much. I am not 30. 9. Anyway, now, here's the part that I bruised my ass in. Because, of course, the monitors we make today, as opposed to the monitors that we made was years ago, they used to make them flat with a little stool, you know. Now they're just wrecking for the next few days. Sorry, darling, I'm from America. Could you explain what you just said? Wait. No. Can you translate for me? Sorry. No? Why was everybody laughing? What the hell did you say? She just said, I'm 6 on legs. Yeah, well, you're 6 on legs too, darling.
I'm some self-respect.
What is that? Maybe a little bit Van Dyke? Oh, come on. Okay, his accent was crap, but he's a lovely guy. Come on. Speaking of Van Dyke, last night, I arrived yesterday afternoon. We traveled 50 miles from Brighton. Yeah, and it only took like 3.5 hours. Anyway, I got here, weather was... I have to have a word with you all here for a minute. Okay, I got here. It's spring. It's summer. Yeah! We live in Dudley. I get here and put a little bit of a report. I mean, you guys live here, but let me ask you guys this. Most of you are from America, with a few exceptions. Well, one in particular. Yeah, there he is. There he is. So, we feel what?
From Peterborough.
I'm supposed to
be like Peterborough. What the hell are you doing here? A lot of you think this is choreographed, but I promise you, we're making this shit up every night. This is, of course, very spontaneous, so... All I have to say is, well, we'll talk about it later. I'm going to sing a song now that I was... Well, thank you. Shall I get off the stage now? No. If you want, I'll just go straight through. No dialogue, no nothing, no spontaneous work. Let's make a little consensus, shall we? No. I'm going to sing a song now that was one of my favorite songs that was written by a very dear friend of mine back in 1995, and actually would have won. Of course I'm referring to 1971, it was on my very first solo album. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, no, I obviously you've seen the show. So I'm now hearing, here comes, this is what's coming next. Yes, it was you. Was it you? Yes. If you go, I'm not really going. I just want to mess with it a little bit. So what happened? hands on. That's good.
We love you.
Oh, I love you too. And you made this okay. I was the very first person to wrote the song and co-produced it, and I sang it with the late great Carl Wilson live with 36 pieces when we were at RCA, and it was on the Hollywood album. And it sold a couple of million copies all over the world. And unfortunately, the record company was bound to sell it. Kind of 2.5 million. It's probably not going to be a hit here in the U.S. He's now selling shoes, but never mind. Have some good news today. And a very, very fine gentleman recorded the song and had a very big bit. It's now his freaking theme song. Sorry, this time? What up? Oh, God love you. I love you too.
Is that sweet?
There's more cleavage up here than there is in Cleveland. You're gonna get me in trouble, aren't you? Come on up here. What is your name, sweetie? Angela, nice to meet you. And your name? Angela, hang on. Angela, and you want your sisters? No kidding. You look absolutely nothing alike. I have to tell you, that was very, very sweet of you to do that, and I would look, what is this? Your sister Julie made this for me. Oh, are they here? Cooking dinner? That's absolutely wonderful. Where are you from, sweetie? Come and serve. Does not tell me to bring me home. Come on, sweetie. I want to thank you for coming, man. Thank you for that. God love you. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And see, you know, I gotta tell you, so good to be back in London. I was starting to tell you this earlier, and I got sidetracked with some super leather or something. But I went to see I went to the theater last night, and I went to the West End, and I saw an absolutely wonderful show. That if you got kids and you love, like, you want to feel good, you want to lift yourself up, you should always see Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. It's very wonderful and sweet. And in the world we live in today, for those of you talking on your cell phones, having little conversations, chit chats. It's quite all right for you to take it outside. It's quite all right. I don't mind. So, anyway, we had a great old time, and we went to another musical. Darling, I don't know what you're laughing at, but whatever it is, please try and share it with the rest of us, will you? Because this material I'm working on tonight is really dying again. Would you like to share with us? Then shut the hell up. So now I'm going to share with something with you that I hope, as the relationship that we have had for so many years and coming back to this country, you have exceeded all of my dreams and my expectations, and I just hope that it will last forever. I don't get this at all. I guess to the day I die, it'll be like,
we can't explain it.
I'm gonna make you mine.
So I just decided to.